Oh, funny.
You are listening to Sigur Hamitz's Live, brought to you by Fabish Nico Productions.
Let me turn on the 6 o'clock news.
Good afternoon, and for today's top stories, the miracle of Hanukkah is being celebrated tonight by the Jewish community of North Fork, Colorado. Hanukkah is an 8-day holiday commemorating the victory of Judah and the Maccabees against the mighty Greek army, as well as the miracle of the oil that lasted for 8 days in the menorah temple that stood in Jerusalem. Jews celebrate this holiday by frying donuts and potato pancakes in the menorah and by spinning religious tops they call platels. Reporter Mark Raymond is on the scene at a Hanukkah celebration. Mark?
Laura, this is just incredible, standing here in front of an 18-foot PVC pipe called a menorah, where the children are bearing the cold eating chocolate-wrapped silver coins. One little boy put it,
"They taste like non-dairy chocolate, but really they're dairy."
Here with me now is Rabbi Yossi Kleinbaum, spiritual leader of the Chabad Community Center of North Fork. Rabbi Kleinbaum, what is the message of Hanukkah?
The message of Hanukkah is that when we kindle one small candle in our homes, it lights up the entire house with the fiery glow of the candles, spreading forth into the outside, until it engulfs all of our neighbors' houses as well, igniting their homes and their lives with the warmth of the burning flames, until our entire community will be illuminated by the intense heat of the menorah, and we will continue doing this for 8 days until we ultimately expire everybody in the community.
Laura, I'm actually speechless. Back to you.
Wow, burning down the PVC pipe on the mayor's front lawn is not exactly a good idea. My idea of celebrating Hanukkah is learning today's Sefer HaMitzvahs. Today's mitzvah, positive mitzvah number 246, teaches us that if two people get into a dispute over who is responsible for paying for the damages, such as in a case where I don't have to think far, if one person's 18-foot-long PVC pipe catches fire on somebody else's property, and it is not quite clear what started the fire, and the two individuals have a dispute over who should be held responsible for the damages, well, today's mitzvah says exactly how to come to a fair decision.
Had a little dreidel, I made it out of PVCs. And when I tried to spin it, I caused emergencies.